In yesterday's shiur, the Alter Rebbe explained the meaning of Eev's statement when Eev said, "Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Barosa Rishoyim, Barosa Tzadikim, Barosa Rishoyim." How is it that Eev could say that God created a Rasha? So the Alter Rebbe explains that it doesn't mean that he should behave like a Rasha. It means that he is created like a Rasha, but in his behavior, because of his bechira, he chooses to reject the thoughts that the Yetzirah produces, similar to the thoughts of a Rasha, only he is a Beinoni because he rejects the thought. So of the conditions that God created, there are two conditions: either a tzaddik who doesn't have a Yetzirah, or a Rasha in that he has a Yetzirah. But not that he behaves like a Rasha, that already is a matter of freedom of choice, and the Beinoni successfully and permanently chooses to do good. And what is accomplished when a person chooses to reject the thought, the unholy thought that comes into the mind? If it comes back again and the battle goes on endlessly, what is accomplished? So the Alter Rebbe says, what is accomplished is that Klipa, Sitra Acha, is weakened below, and in response, it is weakened from above, and that causes an elevation of God's greatness and a revelation of God's greatness greater than any other kind, more so than through davening and praising and so on. In today's Shia, for the 5th of Adar, on page 359, in Perek Chav Zayin, chapter 27. Ushnei minei nachas ruach lefonav yizbarech lemailu. And there are two kinds of pleasure that God has above. Achas bitl hasitra achra legamze. One pleasure, one satisfaction, comes from the complete annihilation of sitra achra. We learned earlier in Tanya that when the klipa is completely annihilated, when the unholiness is completely removed, then the animal soul becomes godly. So it is hapcha mimerido lemiska, it is transformed from a bitter thing to a pleasant thing, and from darkness to light, and this is done al yidei tzadikim. In other words, that which would be bitter is in the tzaddik sweet, and that which would be dark is in the tzaddik light. Vashenis, and the second form of nachas ruach, the second form of nachas that God has, is kadiskafya hasitra achra, when the klipa, when the unholiness, is not annihilated, but subdued, ba'eda b'tokva v'gvurasa, while it is still in its strong and original strength, in original form, umagbiya atzma kanesha, and it rises like an eagle, in arrogance, umisha meirida Hashem b'sarusa do'otata idea beinanim, and from there God brings it down, as in response to the human initiative, which is done by the beinani, because in the beinani the Yetzirah is in its original strength, and it still rises in its arrogance to block out godliness, and from there it is brought down and subdued by the Beinoni. Zehu shomer hakosuv, and this is written in the Torah. Va'aseh li matamim kasher ahavti, Yitzchak says, make me delicacies the way I love, and then I will bless you. Matamim loshen rabim, and he says delicacies in plural, because there are shnei minei nachas ruach. There are two kinds of delicacies, or two kinds of pleasure. A delicacy produces pleasure. V'hu maimer ashchina lebaneho klolis Yisrael k'depirish b'tikunim. And he explains in the tikunim, in the tikun Isaiah, that this statement, although on a literal level, it was made by Yitzchak. Yitzchak said it to his children. But on a higher level, it is a statement of the Shechina to her children, to all Jews. So the Shechina says to her children, make me delicacies, two kinds of delicacies. And just as it is with physical delicacies. Yesh mine madanim, there are two kinds. Echod nimacholim arevim umesukim. One delicacy is made from pleasant and sweet foods. Vahasheni midvorim charifim echamutim. The second is made from foods that are bitter and sour. Rakshehem mitubolim umesukonim heitev, but they are prepared properly and spiced properly, achenasu madanin lahoshiv hanefesh, until it too becomes a delicacy which revives the nefesh, revives the soul. And this is the aveda of the beinani and the aveda of the tzaddik. The aveda of the tzaddik is a delicacy made up of sweet foods, because there's nothing bitter, there's nothing sour, there is no klipa, there's no unholiness, it's all godliness. And this is a delicacy. And this delicacy produces nachas. Then there's a delicacy that is made from foods that are originally not edible. They're bitter, they're sour. But when they're prepared properly, the bitterness is subdued. The sourness is softened, is weakened. Then it too becomes a delicacy. But what's more, it also becomes a food that is able to revive the soul, lahoshiv hanefesh. And that is not true of the pleasant food, of the sweet food. The sweet food is a pleasure, but it is not a reviving. It doesn't have the power to revive the nefesh. As we see that when a person faints, he can be revived by very strong, pungent smell or taste. Sweet foods won't have that ability. Because the person who faints, the state of fainting means that that part of the nefesh that fits into the body, that fills the body, is removed. And so the food that is pleasant, that generally produces pleasure for that part of the soul that is in the body, is not effective, because that part of the soul is gone. It's removed from the body. What's left is the nefesh that is bigger than the body. And in order to revive the person, you have to stimulate that part of the nefesh that is greater, that doesn't fit into the body, that it should produce or send back, revive the part of the nefesh that does go into the body, that has temporarily been removed or absent from the body. And what kind of food, what kind of aveda can reach that part of the nefesh that is greater than the body? It is only the beinani's aveda, transforming the bitter into sweet and the sour into sweet, making it a delicacy. Then it has the extra punch or the extra strength that it can actually stimulate a person, a nefesh that has fainted. Like the power of tshuva, that can bring back the part of the nefesh that has been displaced from the body because of the aveda, and by stimulating the part of the neshama that is not affected by aveda, the part of the neshama that is higher, that higher part of the neshama can heal and replace the energy and the life that has been removed from the body by the aveda. And that's called Lahoshiv HaNefesh, and that's true only of the Beinani's Aveda and not of the Aveda of the Tzaddik. V'zehu Shomer HaKosuv, Kol Paul Hashem L'ma'anehu V'gam Rosho L'yeimro. With this we'll also understand another verse where it says in Mishlei, Kol Paul Hashem L'ma'anehu, God created everything for His own sake, V'gam Rosho, and even the wicked, liyayim ro, will have his day of evil. Which the simple meaning is that everything was created for God's sake, for the sake of godliness. What about the rasha? So the pasuk says the rasha will have his evil day. He will be destroyed, and then it will be true that everything that God created is for His own sake, and the rasha, which doesn't seem to be for God's sake, the evil. So the evil won't last. It will eventually be destroyed. That's the simple meaning of the pasuk. Now the Alter Rebbe says we can understand it on a deeper level. Pirush. The deeper explanation is Sheyoshuv Mirishay. Not that the Rasha will have a bad day and be destroyed, but that he will repent from his wickedness, from his evil. And his evil will become light. It will become day above in heaven. So that even an actual Rasha can, through his tshuva, turn his wickedness into godliness. And that is the purpose for which it was created. So the verse, Kol Paul Hashem Lema'anehu, God created everything for his own sake. And especially the Rasha, especially the evil, which will become light and day. Kadiskafia Sitra Achra Vistalu Kikora de Kucha Bricho Le'ela. When the klipa, the Sitra Achra, will be subdued, and the honor of God will be uplifted on high. So that even the wickedness of a Rasha must eventually become a tool through which godliness is elevated. And so in the Beinoni, who is not literally a Rasha, he has only the tendencies or the thoughts of a Rasha, when he subdues his Yetzer Hara, it is a delicacy and a pleasure. It is the purpose for which God created evil, which is even greater than the godliness produced through that which God created good. So in this sense, the Beinoni's Aveda is even higher than the Aveda of the Tzaddik. In the Hayem Yem for the 5th of Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes that Beli Shum Tzel Sofik Usvek Sveka, without a shadow of a doubt, or hint of a doubt, Hine b'chol mokim midrach kaf ragleinu, wherever our footsteps fall, wherever we go, hakol hu lezakeis hu letaher es ha'aretz, all of it, all the places that we go, is only to purify and to cleanse the earth, the place where we're treading, ba'esiyes ha'teira v'ha'tfila, with the letters of teira and tfila. Va'anachnu kol yisroel, and all of us, every Jew, is shluchei derachmona onu. We are the messengers of God. Ish ish kasher gira olav hashgocha haprat halyena. Kasher gozra olav hashgocha halyena. Each person, according to the decree that the divine providence has placed on him, ein chofshi me'avedas hakedosh. None of us are free or exempt of this holy aveda, asher humasa al shichmenu, which has been loaded on our shoulders, placed on our shoulders.